You know, for a long time, I kind of thought that talking to yourself was a bad thing. You know, when you hear people talk about people that talk to themselves, it's usually in a negative way, like they got problems, they got issues, they're hearing voices, and it goes on and on, you know? But as I've lived a little bit, you know what I'm thinking? You better talk to yourself. You better talk to yourself. You better reevaluate talking to yourself. Because I'm here to say you better talk to yourself. Not that you can every once in a while, but you should and you better talk to yourself. Reason I say that is because you have to learn how to be your best cheerleader. In fact, sometimes you have to be your only cheerleader. When you're thinking about doing things that nobody else has done, nobody's going to cheer you on too often. So you better learn. If you didn't learn as a child, if you didn't pick up that habit as a child and continue it because you thought it was embarrassing or people might think that you're kind of crazy, you better pick it back up. Because talking to yourself is one of the healthiest things you can do. Because that person, you, if things are okay within you at least, that person is going to encourage you more than anyone else can. You know you better than anyone ever will know you. So for you not to talk to yourself and encourage yourself is actually a flaw. So my advice would be to talk to yourself on a regular basis. Not once in a while, not when you're down in the dumps or you feel like you're by yourself. All the time. Encourage yourself all the time. It is a healthy practice, folks. I know it's gotten this bad reputation. You know, when you talk about somebody talking to themselves, I'm not talking about somebody walking down the street and yelling to themselves, because we've all seen that. I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about having those conversations with yourself in the shower, having those conversations with yourself while you're driving to work, having those conversations while you're jogging or doing your push-ups or jumping rope or riding your bike. But have those conversations wherever it is. Wherever time will allow you to have those conversations, have those conversations, because talking to yourself is healthy. Talking to yourself will get you out of situations. Talking to yourself will help you come up with ideas and cures to things that were ailing you. So give yourself some credit, because you are the source. And if you're not the source now, you can be the source. But talking to yourself is okay, as far as I'm concerned. You know, that's just one person's opinion. But that's coming from a person who thought that was weird to have conversations. But when I started having conversations, I felt like I was getting things done. Once I started having conversations with myself about whatever it was that I wanted to get done, nobody was around to kick it back and forth or to bounce it off of. I would bounce it off myself. Is this a good idea, Jeff? Yes, it is. Go with it. You think this will work, Jeff? Yes, I do. Let's go with it. Hey, Jeff, is that too hard to do? No, I don't think so. I think I can do it. Well, let's do it. You know, I had those conversations all the time. A few years ago, back in 2019, I think it was, I had this, well, before then, I had this dream to interview Noam Chomsky. And the looks I got when I first came up with this idea was kind of crazy. Everybody's looking at me. I could tell they were looking at me like, this dude is nuts. How is he going? And it happened. You know why it happened? Because first of all, Noam Chomsky is a great guy. And he said, yeah, sure. That's first. But secondly, is I had these conversations with myself. I didn't let the looks that I got or the responses that I got devalue what I thought could come out of this interview. And so I just talked to myself. Can you do it? Yep. What's stopping you from doing it? Just you. Just me. You know, so I'm not going to get in my own way. That's what I would tell myself. I'm not going to get in my own way. If this is the thought, if this is the dream that I have, the vision that I have, why, who am I to step in my own way? You know, who are you to step in your own way? You have this brilliant idea and you step in your own way and you don't get it done because you doubt what you can do. You doubt the vision that you had, that nobody gave you, that you had. You doubt it. No. Talking to yourself is healthy, folks. Healthy. One of the best things you can do. It'll get you through that race that's proven to be too long. It'll get you through that exercise that's proven to be too hard. It'll get you through that terrible relationship that you thought you could never get out of. It'll get you through that quiz that you didn't think you could pass. Talking to yourself is healthy. It'll get you through that book that's difficult. You know, it'll get you through dealing with family stuff, family issues that you no longer want to deal with. Have those conversations with yourself. Step around. Oh, no, don't step around. Walk through them. I heard somebody say that. I like that. That we don't go around it. Don't go under it or over it. Go through it. And those conversations will help you get through it, whatever it is. Have those conversations with yourself. Have those healthy conversations with yourself. Cry to yourself. Laugh to yourself. Talk to yourself. All the things, all those healthy things you can do internally, do them. It's nothing crazy about them at all. In fact, I'd be willing to say that the crazy part is not entering into a conversation with yourself. I think that's the crazy part. Not trusting yourself enough to go inside and ask yourself about things and looking to somebody else or some establishment or corporation to answer the questions that you can answer better than anybody else when it deals with you, when it concerns you. You can answer that question much better than anybody else can. No matter what letters are behind or in front of their names, nobody can answer those questions like you. So get to the point where talking to yourself is a healthy version of yourself. Talking to yourself is going to get you through what you need to get through. Some of our toughest times we deal with alone. Some of our toughest times, and we can be in a relationship, we can have family around, we can have all kinds of people around us, it has nothing to do with that. But some of our toughest times we deal with alone. Men and women, but especially us men. But men and women, we deal with by ourselves. So why not be comfortable enough with yourself to have a conversation with yourself, to get through whatever it is that's either holding you back, restraining you, disappointing you, sapping away your confidence, whatever it is. Have those conversations with yourself. And I'm telling you, there's a wealth of good to come out of it. There's a wealth of good. It doesn't always feel that way, but keep talking it through. Keep having those conversations. Yes, I can do this. I'm going to do this. Yes, I need to get through this, so I'm going to get through it this way. Yeah, I'm going to leave this person alone. I'm going to bring that person into my life. Whatever it is, have those conversations with yourself, because you and only you ultimately can fix you or make you better. It takes you. It doesn't take a team. Doesn't take a team. We're not talking about a team sport. We're talking about an individual person growing within themselves to be whatever it is they're put here to be. So we're not talking about a team sport. It takes you. And you can do it. Have those conversations. There ain't nothing crazy about talking to yourself. The crazy part is not investing enough time to trust yourself to have that conversation with yourself. So do this. Do this. Not for me. Not for anybody else, but for you. Have that conversation with the most important person that will ever come into your life. You. Till next time, have that conversation. Peace.